الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد My dear respected brothers and elders and youngsters, there is a hadith in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it's been narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if Bani Adam, the son of Adam, were to own one valley of gold, then they would want and wish for another one. And if they were given another valley of gold, then they would wish for a third one. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say that what will fill and satisfy the son of Adam is the earth, the grave, the soil of the grave. Alhaakum at-takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. When a person arrives in his grave, reaches his grave, his first place of stop, you can say destination, the journey for the hereafter, then that place will satisfy him. Because in this world, this world is not a place of satisfaction. Complete satisfaction. We may experience some sort of satisfaction for some time and then it disappears. The satisfaction is lost. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ جَدِيدٌ لَذِيذٌ, that every new thing is delicious, it has a taste. But then we get fed up, we get bored. When you have a phone, an iPhone 13, after a couple of years, we are bored with it. Now we want to move on to iPhone 14. So everything in this world, from cars to houses to clothes to shoes, we get bored. We become bored, we get fed up. Today's topic is that those people who transgress or who go beyond the limits of halal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down the boundaries, the limits. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ, the boundaries, the limits of halal. Stay within it. Don't transgress, don't go beyond these boundaries, these limits that Allah has set. Because if you go beyond that, it's haram. Whatever comes across in your life, we be grateful to Allah, and we be content and we stay on the halal and we keep steadfast and we keep firm. We may see that we see things calling us, Satan, he is calling us, the world is inviting us and is showing us, as I say, not everything that glitters is gold, something like this. So, if we take every thing of this world, for example, these are all examples. The reason I'm going over these examples is so that we can have a complete understanding of what the dunya is. For example, if we take what we drink, a person, human being, needs oxygen, air, and they need water to survive. But this drink, water was enough. We could have been grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with water. Mm-hmm. It was enough for us. We could thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we want to try different kind of drinks, just the way the Bani Israel done. The Bani Israel, with their food, they were not satisfied and content. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, manna wa salwa, whatever it was some kind of a food. Some say it was a wheat, like cornflakes or something. And there's different riwayats. But they were not happy. They were bored with it, fed up. And they asked, min baqliha wa kithaiha wa fumiha wa adasiha wa basaliha. These are all the different types of foods that they were asking. That we want cucumbers, we want this, we want lentils, we want this and this. So a person is in the nature of the Bani Adam, the son of Adam, that he wants to try out different kind of drinks. Sometimes he likes them hot, sometimes he likes them cold. If they're in a coffee form or in a tea form, we might think there was a time we used to drink coffee, hot tea, piping hot tea. But now you can get off the shelf of any superstore, any store, you can get icing cold tea, ice cold coffees, cappuccinos, espresso, whatever you want is there, hot, cold, hot chocolate, cold chocolate, whatever, so forth. And then you have all this different kind of drinks that, if you look back 30, 40 years, this is another problem, that these were not there. They did not exist. If you go to a superstore, you see that the superstores are filled with things that were not needed, are not needed. We only had corner shops 30, 40 years ago, and people survived, and people were more healthy. Today we have yogurt, and we have 100 types of yogurt. There was no need for that. And this is a cause also of us out of our pocket. If you go to the aisle where the confectionery is, the chocolates, you will see this hundreds and hundreds. It's the same thing. But we are spoilt for choice. There's so many different kinds, a person becomes confused and puzzled. Which brand, which taste, which recipe, which combination? It's just extreme. So the drinks, Red Bull, milkshakes, where were their dessert shops? Now you want milkshakes, the Ferrero and the so on, and the strawberry ones and this and that. This is called takalluf. Takalluf. Going out of our way for nothing, for no reason. But the question is that are we still satisfied? Are we still happy? We still get fed up. And the question is that those people who then go on to haram, like alcohol, because they're probably now fed up with all of these halal mashroobat, halal drinks Allah has given them. Now they want to try out the alcohol, the haram thing, which now they are transgressing, they're going beyond their limits that Allah told them to stop, but they did not stop. Now they want something more, they want something extra, they want that extra buzz. Now they've gone on to alcohol. Now they want to try out different kind of alcohols, whatever their names are. This is because they may not be satisfied. But the question is now that if they do resort to or if they go to alcohol and start drinking haram, the question then is still there. That are they then satisfied? The question I'm asking you, do they achieve complete happiness and satisfaction? Do they? Do they not get fed up there as well? They also get fed up there. Because after that, then there's nothing. You got all these people who are not all, maybe poor as well, rich people, poor people, usually the rich. If they resort and they go towards haram, like as drinks, alcohol, and then intoxications, drugs, and so on, do we think that they then achieve the complete satisfaction and happiness? Is that it? They've made it, they've achieved it, because they've gone to another level. They've tried all the drinks, and now they've gone on to the haram. The question is, now, are they satisfied? No, they're not satisfied. So what was the reason for them to do that? Why did they try it out? It's as if those people who drink, for us, when we look at them, when we see them, it's as if we think, oh, they're enjoying themselves. Oh, he's sitting in a, not, it doesn't need to be a pub. He's just sitting in some restaurant. Oh, he's trying some vodka. Maybe he has the happiness there. He's not. He's not got the happiness. He's also now bored and fed up with that drink. The same goes with food. We try all the different countries, different restaurants, different people's houses. We ask. I had food at the neighbor's house, at my friend's house. If you have a wife, you come home and tell the wife, oh, I had dinner at so-and-so's person's house. Oh, it was absolutely delicious. I brought the recipe from a friend and I brought the combination. Can you cook it? So sometimes we want to have Chinese. Sometimes we want to have Indian. Sometimes we want to have Mediterranean, Punjabi, Arabian. We've tried all of the foods of the world. But are we satisfied? And then you have people who want to now try haram again. They want to try something maybe more. But the question again is, I'm asking you, that when they try that haram, when they try that haram food, do they achieve the complete happiness and satisfaction? Is it there? No. After that, they still want more. They still wish more. They're still not satisfied. Because this world is not satisfaction. You will not find satisfaction. Then the same goes with perfumes. You want to try all the cheap and the expensive and the different brands of perfumes. But then there's some people there who want to go even further. They might even steal, or they might even go for something that they cannot afford. They want to wear that now. Now, those people who wear their general fragrances that we get from the general stores, maybe House of Frasers and wherever you go, the perfume shop, then you get people who go to Selfridges, Harrods. Maybe they go to Dubai. Maybe they go to another level. The question is, once they have tried that, are they satisfied? They also get bored. They also get fed up. Why is it that you see that some prince of some countries, they have 100 cars? Why? Why do they have 100 cars? They're still not satisfied. They've got all the fragrances of the dunya. They've got everything. But for us, when we see them, we think, he's happy. He's a happy man. He's enjoying life to the max. And these people, the famous celebs and so on, the very filthy rich people, they are on some kind of intoxication, drugs. But for us to see that, oh, look at him, he's enjoying life. He's enjoying life. Somewhere outside in the Maldives, under the hot sun, and sunbathing, or just in water or something, sitting in water and having some drinks and something, you know, some intoxication, and we think he's got the enjoyment. No. He is just like that person who is a poor man who has nothing. There's no difference. No difference in the satisfaction. Maybe he is more anxious and more upset that I have done everything in this world. I have everything. Still, I'm not satisfied. I've even tried heroin, he's saying. I've injected myself with heroin and I'm near my death. But still, I don't have that peace of mind. Still, I don't feel the satisfaction. I'm still not content. But sometimes you feel, you ask a poor person, a general person, layman, who works every day, comes home, has his dal roti and his water. You ask him, are you happy? Are you happy with your life? He says, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I'm very happy with my life. because I get to meet my family. I sit with my family. I go to the local masjid. And Allah ka shukr hai. Then you have those people who want to try every clothes. And you could go on, every outfit, every shoes. They want to try all the different brands, the Gucci, the Armani, so forth, whatever, you know better. So we can go on and on and on. What is the whole idea behind this? Then we can go on to holidays, we can go on to cars. People who want to see all the nature of Allah, they will travel. They want to see the Niagara Falls, which is now completely frozen. They want to see the Amazon forest. They want to see the Chinese hybrid wall, whatever. They've seen all the world. They've seen the far west, the far east. They've seen America. They've seen Europe. But then what? So that's not where the satisfaction is. So if we look at all of these examples, and the whole idea is that the question is then why? Why is it that the son of Adam, he still wishes that I want to do haram, I want to transgress the limits, and maybe I might find something there in haram. If you couldn't find it in the halal, how can you find it in haram? Maybe a person thinks I'm drinking water, maybe I'm not feeling happy, maybe if I try some vodka, I will feel a bit better. Why? What does that make you think? A young man in his teens, he's fed up with his life, going to the masjid and going home, going to the masjid every day with dad, reading namaz, and that's his life. But then he sees people on the streets, his own friends, who have gangs, and they're having a good time. He sees it as if they are cool, the cool dudes. That's what every teenager feels. He looks at their haircuts. He looks at their clothes. Yeah, that man's enjoying himself. Look at him. Ah, I wish I was like him. Look at his hairstyle. Wow. Look at his shoes. Wow. Look at him going around Square Park every single day. Just look at them. They're cool. Everybody's scared of them. Everybody's frightened of them. No one comes near them. You don't want to mess with these people. They've got big contacts. So the question is, where I started from. So they are happy and they're fully satisfied. They've made it. They've achieved it. That's it. They're the most happiest people on earth. Just because they are going up and down in gangs, doing their walk side to side, showing the world that we're it. We're the wannabes. We're the wannabe shielders. We're the wannabe G-Hills. We've made it. So is that what you call satisfaction? Is that where all the happiness is? This is why the teenagers today, they find that, not today, maybe every since the world has been made, the young man, once he turns 14, 15, 16, they start, if they're living in a house where they have a family life, where there's mom always there, and dad's always there, and it's masjid, and it's a maulvi sahab, and that's all their whole life, and their school, they will always look at those people. They will always look at these people who are in the gangs. And these people as well, why have they reached that area? Because they're fed up. They're fed up of life. They don't like this family life. They're fed up of their masjid. They're fed up of their parents. They want to try out something new. They want to try out something new. They want to now try the new spray. The new sprays are out and they... it makes you high, this new thing, and they feel cool about it, and they're showing everybody that, look, I'm cool. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is all a deception, delusion. It's not there. There's nothing there. Nothing there. Absolutely nothing there. So whenever we see, whenever we have in front of us our plate, our food, that our mum puts down in front of us, be happy. Be grateful. Whenever our dad takes us to the masjid, be grateful. Alhamdulillah. This is the life. Those people who are out there, They might seem to us that they're enjoying life, but they're not really enjoying life. Because I'm enjoying life. Because the pure life, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min. Those people who do good, who are the righteous people, whose lives are pure, sincere, they keep themselves pure and clean by doing wuzu. They don't indulge in haram by looking at porn, by indulging in haram. They keep themselves away from every kind of haram. They wash themselves, they do wuzu 5 times a day. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. They are from the men or the women. Wahuwa mu'min, and they're the believers. They're the pure people. When they go to the bathroom, they look after themselves. There's no splash of urine on their clothes or body. They do their wuzu properly. They do their ghusl properly. They keep in wuzu at all times. They say in the masajid, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Now they will find the ultimate peace. Wahuwa mu'min, they are believers. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبَةً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them life, the real life. The real life. حَيَاتًا طَيِّبَةً A very clean, pure life. Their marriages will be successful. Their family lives will be successful. By the way, at the same time, I want to say that we do not practice Islam so that we get a good job, we get a good family. It might not be. Sometimes a person practices Islam, it could be that he might face a lot of trials in life. It's most possible. There is no promise in that. There is a promise that he will have peace, but it doesn't mean to say that a person believes that if I practice Islam, I will be successful. It may not be. But there is one thing, that he will be successful or she will be successful in the hereafter. That is a fact. That is for sure and that's for guarantee. But we should not expect a lot that, oh, I'm practicing Islam, I left the haram, I'm doing halal. But why is it that again I see my friends enjoying themselves and making the 100K a year and they're making more money than me and they seem to have more cars than me, more enjoyment than me. Why is it I'm practicing Islam and I've got nothing and I'm facing still trials and tribulations every day and tests? That's because Allah says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتَرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ This is going to happen. The Sahaba said to the Prophet, I want to be with you. I've given up everything. I want to be with you. So the Prophet told them that then be ready. That when you say this amanna, then you will be tested. Wahum la yuftanun. Don't think that you won't be tested. So practicing Islam is our need. We need to do that. So back to the point that we should be grateful that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us. And conclusion. And another thing we have noticed that many of us, and this is for those people who are our the parents, who complain or who cry about this, that and the funny thing is that we, whenever we say to our children that help me in this or fill in this or do this and do that, have you noticed how many parents and dads, especially dads, they have to go to other people, they have to ask their friends. Alhamdulillah, their friends help them. That's not a bad idea. It's a good thing. You should help each other. You will get thawab for that. And that's good. Fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But have you seen how many dads, they have to go to other people asking them, that can you do this for me? Can you do simple things in life? It's because their own kids are lazy. Lazy buggers. They just can't be bothered. And they don't have the aql for it to do it. This is why the dad always has to go to someone else's place and ask them, can you do this for me? Because my kid, he can't do it. Probably, I say that to another person, and he says it to me. So, it's like our kids aren't going to do it, so we may as well just do it for each other. Alhamdulillah. So, this is another thing we should always keep in mind. That always support our parents, help them. Whenever they need us, be there. Don't let them go to other people's doors and asking for help and support. Young man in the house, he's healthy, he's good, but the dad has to go to other people's houses. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing that you come and ask me. I'm not saying that you're welcome to come and ask. But it's just that it's good for the children, youngsters to know this, that we have parents, that we should support them and help them. Because this is also the alamat, qiyamah. The people will, the children will help their friends more. The friends will be more closer to them than their own parents, than their dad and mom. And that's happening today, that the friends are, they are more important than our parents. So the conclusion is, of all of this, and I finish here, the conclusion is, the ones who do haram, and they steal, yani they sometimes have to do haram, and they have to steal, they have to deceive, they have to do fraud as well sometimes, because obviously they want to have more money, and they think that's where the enjoyment lies, as I said in all of my bayan. And the ones who want to be part of gangs, whether they are small gangs or big gangs, and the ones who want to take drugs, and they want to drink haram and watch the forbidden, and the ones who attend shisha bars, and the ones who attend concerts and have a rave with some intoxicants on the rave. The question is, have they finally made it? That's my last question too. Again, have they made it? Are they happy? Have they achieved it? Are they satisfied? And they're not fired up? They're not bored? Allah says in the Quran, and I finish with this ayat, and also this was another one part I forgot. It's in Surah Al-Mu'minun, and inshallah I will go over those ayats another time, that the sifat, the qualities of the believers, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, and they safeguard, they protect their privates, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ, except that they only go to their wives, yani they don't do haram. And even there are people who are married and they have affairs, they have some girlfriends here and there. That, now who are these people? Allah says, فَمَنِبَتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Again, what my whole topic was, that they're not still satisfied. They want to have more. Allah said, they are the enemies of Allah. They're the enemies of Allah. Because they want more. فَمَنِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. Like anything else in the dunya, don't think when a person has a wife, he's now made it. If she is the most beautiful woman in the world, she's a princess. Don't think that he's made it and he's now satisfied. He will also get bored. He will also get fed up with that woman. Now he will want another one. As the hadith said at the beginning, that the Prophet Muhammad said, when a person has one valley of gold, he will want another, then another. It won't end. So even the woman, when a person, he has one woman, now he wants to have an affair because he gets a buzz out of it. You know that buzz? You have one woman and then you've got another one on the side who you meet on the weekends, and your wife doesn't know about it. فَمَنِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. They are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what is going to satisfy this person? The hur of Jannat. That's what's going to really satisfy him. And to get married for just to fulfill your desires, your sexual desires, is not the purpose, is not the reason to get married, by the way. That is one of it that person can stay away from haram, but it's not the goal. It's not what really it means. The marriage does not mean that. Because that is in Jannat when he gets a hur, and when his own wife will be the sardar, the leader, the woman of all of the hur, then he will find the full satisfaction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding.
Inshallah, there will be a Khatm Nabuwat conference. Khatm Nabuwat means the seal of the prophethood, alayhi musallam. Yani, the last prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there is no prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, those who have claimed to be prophets or whatever, they are false. And this conference is about, or the topic is about, this Khatm Nabuwat, which means the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no prophet after, the finality of the prophethood, the finality of prophethood with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This conference is taking place, inshallah, in Central Masjid, day after tomorrow, Sunday, the 1st of January 2023, yani on the New Year's Day. There will be guest speakers and scholars from a diverse background throughout Glasgow and surrounding areas. There will be speeches in English and Urdu. Brothers and sisters are welcome. And inshallah, hot food will be served. So the program will start immediately after Maghrib Salah, which is around about 4 p.m. on Sunday. And all are requested to attend, inshallah, because this is our responsibility. Every single person of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah is responsible of this. This is a great duty that we take care of this, the Khatm Nubuwwat. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said to nearest meaning that there will be so many, 33 approximately, liars after me who will claim to be prophets. And we know that one of them was the Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, who claimed to be a prophet. And on this topic, inshallah, there will be many bayans, and many scholars from around Glasgow will come, inshallah, in Central Masjid on Sunday. Please do come, bring the family and so on, and make this evening a precious evening. Jazakumullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه قد غوى فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا إن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن خير الأمور عوازمها وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihil amin amma ba'd fa ya ma'ashara al-muslimin qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabiyyi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin bi'adadi man salla wa sam Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin bi'adadi man qa'ada wa qam Allahumma salli ala jami'il anbiya'i wal mursalin wa ala sa'ir sahabati wa tabi'in wa ala ibadika salihin اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر صفوں کو درست کر لیں مل مل کر کھڑے ہو جائیں اپنے ایڑیوں کو سفید لائن پہ رکھ لیں پلیز پٹ یور ہیلز آن دی وائٹ لائنز اینڈ سٹریٹن یور روز فل ان اینی گیپس
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشھد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشھد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشھد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشھد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی الصلاح حی علی الصلاح حی علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. جیسا کہ اعلان ہوا پرسوں انشاءاللہ یکم جنوری کو اتوار کے دن مغرب کی نماز کے بعد بڑی مسجد میں ختم نبوت کانفرنس رکھی گئی ہے. اس میں سارے دیگر علماء گلاسکو سے تشریف لائیں گے, تو اس میں ضرور خود بھی ہیں, اپنے دوست احباب کو بھی بتائیں, یہ ہم سب کی ذمہ داری ہے, تو اس میں زیادہ سے زیادہ شرکت کرنے کی کوشش فرمائیں. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا مولانا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا و مولانا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم انت السلام ومنک السلام, تبارک ربنا وتعالیت یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. اللہم اعنا علی ذکرک وشکرک وحسن عبادتک. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنہ وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللہم بارک لنا فی الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.